are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I hope you all had a great couple days rest because we are going to rock and roll today. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, a high school teacher, I'm sure you all heard about this, decides to line his students up, I don't know, as a joke, and he fires blanks at them, scaring the bejeebies out of them. I don't know what type of lesson that was supposed to be. So we're going to talk about how some of your kids' teachers may be complete idiots, while some of them are good. But don't let your teacher fire blanks at your... You want to know what scares me about blanks? Do you guys remember? Just, I think, last week, they're starting the trial of a gentleman who was, it was one of those OK Corral. It was one of those Wild West simulations. And so he starts shooting his blank gun at the audience, but it actually had real bullets. And somebody became paralyzed. You guys remember that story? And I guess that is starting to go under way of the trial for that. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, somebody thinks they have blanks. It may not really be... There may not be blanks, and he's lining students up. Don't ask. All right, looks like another person was eating at Heart Attack Grill, ends up having a heart attack. This is the second heart attack at the same restaurant. What the heck is going on at Heart Attack Grill? I mean, boy, they definitely will never get busted for false advertising, let me tell you that. Looks like aspirin can ward off lung cancer. We got a woman who donated a kidney to her boss and then gets fired, I guess, after the surgery, so we'll talk about that. I know. Makes you rethink wanting to give your boss your kidney. A lot to talk about. But, of course, I want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Kyle working the dials. I love Kyle. We got Genesis Communications Network broadcasting this show, or not broadcasting, but networking the show. And, of course, you got me as a radio host. That's the whole cast and crew. A lot of people involved, of course. And, of course, your local talk station. Which, by the way, if the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play in your local talk station, then just tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia there. Okay? You don't have to explain. You don't have to tell them if the show's any good. You know, just say, all right, you know, bring Dr. Dahlia. And just email them or call them, and it should work. Okay, let me see if I can pull this one up here. What did this idiot do here? Virginia high school welding teacher was arrested after shooting a gun loaded with blanks at students. Manuel Ernest Dillo, 60 years old, teaches at William H. Neff Center, a vocational school in Abingdon, Virginia, reportedly lined up a group of students near a garage door in the welding shop on April 4th, pulled a blank gun from the waistband of his pants, and fired 4 to 10 shots in the students' direction. The report of the firearm was similar to that of a firearm that fires a projectile, thus placing the students in fear. Now, nobody was hurt. Dillo has been released on $20,000 unsecured bond, faces 12 felony charges for brandishing a firearm on school property. Get him good. One for each student who was in there, according to Washington County, Virginia Sheriff Fred Newman, and basically the charges result in inciting fear to the students. He borrowed the blank gun, which cannot shoot live bullets, from another teacher. The sheriff told the station, what the hell is the other teacher doing that? Oh, the school uses blank guns for the criminal justice class. Okay, he has been removed from the classroom, but has not been fired. If they do fire him, they're going to use blanks. Now, I don't know. I don't understand teaching methods. You know, remember in Die Hard 2, we all thought that was one of the coolest scenes. Remember, Bruce Willis comes back from realizing that, I guess, the SEAL team or the SWAT team that was supposed to be good guys were bad guys. Oh, I hope I don't ruin the movie for you. The movie's been out for 20 years, really. If I'm ruining the movie for you guys, you got a problem. But anyway, Die Hard 2, he thinks, the good guys, he finds out the good guys are bad guys, and he realizes they were shooting blanks in a fake firefight. So he comes in, the police captain, you know, in all the movies, the police captain's kind of a jerk. You know, he starts telling McClane to get out of here, so McClane starts shooting the blanks at him. And, you know, you see him almost have a heart attack and everybody thought I giggled or whatever. You can't do that. Okay? That's a felony. I know people think it's funny. I know, but you cannot do that. You can actually really give somebody a heart attack. And, like with what's going on with this case with the gentleman and the cowboy simulation, Wild West simulation, you may not know what's in that gun. You may think it's blanks and start shooting at people. So, kind of stupid. Okay. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, also in the news, it looks like an angry Saudi Arabian boy, only 4 years old, shoots his father and kills him. Now, why would this boy do that? The father refused to buy him a PlayStation. Is that scary? The Saudi Arabian boy was from southern Jizan area, grabbed his father's pistol, and gunned him down. The child had reportedly asked his father to buy him a PlayStation. And the shooting took place after the man returned home without the desired object. As he was undressing, the man put the weapon down, which the child then grabbed and fired at him from close range. Wow. Trying to see no other news we have on this. You know, now, of course, people are blaming the video games and the violent video games for kids knowing how to shoot their parents. I mean, it could be the video games, it could be movies, it could be television shows. I mean, everything seems violent right now. You know, I remember growing up, many of my friends, they weren't allowed to have toy guns. Their parents just banned guns. They said there's no reason for you to be playing around with toy guns. And, you know, but I mean, you know, you can protect them that way, but honestly, you really can't shield them from what they're seeing on TV. I mean, you should view what they're seeing on TV. You should have certain controls. You shouldn't be taking your kids to rated R movies. You know, I mean, there are ways to control that, but I think, you know, there's just, especially with the internet, these video games, I don't think there's a way to control it. And here's a four-year-old boy. I'm surprised he knew how to use a gun. Guns are heavy. I don't know. I need more answers. I need to know what else is going on. Maybe Dad took him shooting. I don't know. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dalia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Of course, we take your calls on the show. We answer your medical questions, anything you want to talk about. And it could be health-related. It could not be health-related. A lot of stuff going on in politics. A lot of stuff going on in entertainment. Congratulations to Neil Diamond, by the way, who's 71 years old and has gotten married again, this time to his manager, which is good. I can't believe Neil Diamond is 71. Still sounds amazing. Still sounds good. I got to tell you guys, 70 is the new 40. I mean it. Let's go to the phone line, see what you guys have for me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a 55-year-old male, left-handed. This past weekend, I had a burning ache in my right shoulder and in my neck. It lasts anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes. Go away for a while, and then it come back. That was all day Saturday and Sunday morning. Now it's gone. I don't know what it is. Anyway, and I haven't done anything strenuous.
Okay. That's a good question. Thank you for your call. Let me see. When you get that burning pain, it still could be nerves. A lot of times it's nerve. I know exactly what you're talking about because over the past weekend, you know, I had to do a lot of computer work. And even though I didn't do anything strenuous from, you know, like a weightlifting standpoint or a working out standpoint, being on a computer just ruins my neck. And so if you have a burning pain in the neck of the shoulder, to me that sounds like cervical radiculopathy. So it sounds like you have, among your cervical vertebrae, some issue going on with your neck, maybe pinched nerve, maybe disc herniation, and you're getting radiation to the right shoulder. Now, I know many people are like, well, if it was the left, could it be heart? Well, yes, some people having a heart attack could have pain in the left shoulder, left side of the neck. You could even have it in the right side. You know, don't ignore right-sided pain. All right, I've had many people come to me in the ER who actually had right-sided pain with heart attacks. But in this particular case, that burning sensation where you feel like you just want to rub your neck and it lasts, that's probably a pinched nerve. My recommendation would be get an x-ray, possibly get an MRI because, you know, it really shows what's going on with the nerves and the discs. But what's nice about the x-rays, you could see a lot of the arthritis buildup. You could see a lot of the alignment issues that you could have. You see how straight or not so straight your neck is. You know, sometimes a neck that looks completely straight on x-ray isn't the healthiest neck. Also, you're supposed to have a nice curve to your neck. So if your neck is completely straight, right, or having that diagonal, kind of like a cat's tail or a dog's tail, like if you have a pointer, you know, a dog, right, that tail is just straight, you know, that could be a sign that you're having some neck issues and your muscle could be in spasm. So an x-ray can tell a lot. It can't really tell us too much about what's going on disc-wise. You kind of have to deduce it based on the space. X-rays really are good at looking at bones. And then in between the bones, you could assume that's the disc space. But you can't always tell if there's a herniation. And that's where an MRI comes in handy. Of course, massage works well. I'm a huge fan of chiropractic, but I love knowing what we're treating first. So, but I would say if you didn't do anything strenuous, then my recommendation would be, take a peek at what's going on computer wise. Maybe change the, chair setting, the height of the chair, change where your, keyboard is. You know, I notice it's easier on the neck when you're looking down than when you're looking up. People that have to look up to their computer screen have more neck problems than those that get to look a little down. So maybe change that around a little bit, and that should help. Great question, guys. Keep it coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, toll free, 1-877-362-3254. All right, so for those of you not familiar with this restaurant, it's called Heart Attack Grill. It's located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it really is heart attack themed. From what I understand, the food servers are nurses. Dr. John Basso is the restaurant owner. He's not a doctor, but they call him Doc. You know, the restaurants have, I guess, triple bypass burgers, double bypass burgers. Pretty yummy from what I hear. I've never been there, but very high in calories. And it's called Heart Attack Grill. Remember I told you what's going to happen with, you know, this war on obesity and this fight to have everything non-caloric? You're going to see the pendulum swing the other way where these places crop up where people are like, I just want to gorge. You know, that's the problem with dieting. That's why we never want to tell people to diet. You know, you have somebody on a diet. What do they do after they, you know, when they're dieting? Sometimes they see a piece of chocolate and they just, you know, gorge on chocolate, which is why that study came out a couple weeks ago saying a lot of people that keep their weight down, they eat a little piece of chocolate every day. Just keeps the cravings down and they, you know, then they don't feel like they have to feast. But, you know, in Judaism, we have that holiday where you don't eat bread for a week or baked goods. Okay, so people actually lose a little bit of weight. You know, they're cutting a lot of their carbs, lose a little bit of weight. And what happens at the end of that week when you finally get to eat carbs? You go to a bakery. We did. I went to a bakery. I had as many cookies as I could stuff in my face. I mean, you know, so there's a problem with that. And I don't like any extreme. I really don't like that modulating pendulum. I don't. But, you know, places like Heart Attack Grill, this is, you're going to see more of these places pop up. because people are going to be so sick and tired of, you know, not being able to, have to look at their nutritional value and think about it. And there's going to be a market for this. Personally, I really don't think you have to engorge and, you know, I don't think you have to go and have a triple bypass burger, but you're going to have people craving that. Now, what was interesting, though, about this case is this particular restaurant or establishment has had two heart attacks in the last few months, actually on the premises. All right? A woman is recovering after collapsing unconscious and suffering from a possible heart attack at the restaurant. Restaurant owner Dr. John Basso told KLAS TV that the woman was doing everything society tells you not to do at the restaurant, eating high-calorie foods, drinking alcohol, and smoking cigarettes. So obviously the place isn't smoke-free. Her current condition or cause of the medical episode was not immediately known, but Basso said the woman is expected to recover. Now, in February, so we're talking just weeks ago, okay, suffered a heart attack and had to be taken out on a stretcher while he was eating a 6,000-calorie triple bypass burger. They offer free eating. Oh, at the time, they were offering free eating to people who weigh more than 350 pounds and justified that with their mission statement. Doctors agree that continually cycling body weight up and down is one of the very worst things a person can do for themselves. That's why our program is focused on keeping your weight in an extremely stable, gradual, and constant upward slope. Is that ridiculous? They have French fries called Flatliner Fries, a four-patty quadruple bypass burger, and you could add 20 strips of bacon to it for a small fee. Now, after the February heart attack, all right, people thought the February heart attack was an act. You know, because the, like I said, the food service was dressed up as nurses. You know, everything in that area looks, from what I understand, it's supposed to be kind of like a meta. So you have somebody that actually falls, and people are taking pictures of him with the cell phones. But like you'd see in a movie, nobody thought that he was actually having a heart attack. But from what I understand, he's doing good too. Now, okay, in the restaurant owner's defense, all right, the likelihood of somebody sitting down having a burger for the first time in their lives, let's say, and inducing a heart attack is rare. I mean, he's got a point. Okay, the restaurant probably didn't cause the heart attack. The woman was probably at risk for a heart attack. She might have got all excited. I mean, if it even was a heart attack, we still don't have any medical reports on her. But, somebody could have gotten really excited, decided to eat, maybe with all the excitement. But, you know, you really can't blame the last meal for the heart attack. Now, let's say somebody was choking. The stress of choking could put them in a heart attack, but that didn't happen here. So I understand what the restaurant owners say. Eating a burger, albeit a high-caloric burger right then and there, the woman was probably going to have a heart attack anyway. Okay? This wasn't her first burger. Smoking, eating high-caloric foods, you know, but it's still very kind of spooky. Two heart attacks in, 8 to 10 weeks? Wow. At a place called Heart Attack Grill. Now, personally, if a restaurant like this has that much, control or vibes, I would love to go to a restaurant that is called the Menopause Grill. Because then maybe I'd finally go into menopause and stop having my period. So if you guys could maybe make a Menopause Grill, I'll definitely go there. Okay, we're going to be coming up a break. When we come back from break, I want to talk about this woman who donated a kidney so her boss could get a kidney. We'll talk about this. And she still ends up getting fired. Don't go away. More on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
And we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wow, kind of interesting. I've been getting a lot of emails saying that you've seen my name in the local paper. And we're talking local paper like Salt Lake City, Houston. I guess what happened is, you know, there's that Hangover Heaven bus that circulates the Las Vegas Strip or the Las Vegas Resort Corridor for people having hangovers. They can go into this bus, get like a banana bag, some fluid, some anti-inflammatories, etc. And somebody, Ken Ritter, excellent reporter from AP Network News, interviewed me. And I guess many of these many of these newspaper sources and media sources, CBS, etc., use AP Network News. So, no, I wasn't so much interviewed for, you know, your local paper, just I guess it was one interview, and it's all over. So if you guys see a Hangover Heaven article today or tomorrow, just kind of scroll down to the bottom, and you see my part. I had a heck of a call. I was kind of, you know, just a, you know, interview. And like I said, the reporter's great. You know, I just kind of shoot the breeze with the reporter, and then the article comes down, and everyone's like, oh, my gosh, you know, how did you have the time to do all these interviews? It was one interview, which is great. All right, so I'm pretty happy. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Okay, there was a lady with a very, very big heart. All right. I love this woman. Even though I haven't heard both sides of the story, I already like this woman. Any organ donor, I'm extremely fond of. A mother donated her kidney, to a transplant lineup for her boss. Okay. And I'll explain what that is. Only to get fired. Okay. Debbie Stevens, 47 years old from Long Island, New York, offered her organ to her boss, Jackie Brucia, 61 years old, after Jackie was struggling to find a donor. Okay? This is very, very weird story. Okay? Apparently, the divorced mother of two worked for Brucia at the Atlantic Automotive Group. Runs car dealerships in New York. From what I understand, it's a billion-dollar organization. After 2 years of working, I guess, as a clerical worker, she left the company in June 2010, moved to Florida, but returned for a visit a few months later. During a conversation with her ex-boss, the boss discussed her health problems and her need for a kidney transplant. So, Brucia had found a possible donor, but this lady, Miss Stevens, still offered, look, if you need my kidney, you know, you can have it if it doesn't work out. Well, it apparently didn't work out for her boss. And she said, look, were you, you know, serious about that? Can I really have your kidney? Now, from what I understand, the employee and her boss were not perfect matches. So what had happened was Stevens's kidney went to somebody else, and the other person, you remember I told you guys you have to have like an organ buddy a lot of times to bypass the long waits or being turned down for a kidney? So let's say you have an organ buddy, but you guys don't match. Yet your organ buddy will match another person. Yet somebody else's organ buddy will match you. It can go down the line, okay? Your organ buddy will give it to somebody two steps ahead. You, somebody behind you can give it to you, etc. So she threw her kidney into the lineup, okay? Now, you'd think everything was fine. But from what I understand with Miss Stevens, 3 days later, she wasn't feeling that well. And she tried to go back to work, and she couldn't. And I guess the boss started yelling at her. After 3 days of having your kidney removed, you couldn't go back to work for at least a week or two. What are they talking about? All right. And her boss said, you can't come and go as you please. People are going to think you're getting special treatment. So she began yelling at Stevens for her mistakes. Then she demoted Stevens, the one that gave the kidney, to a dealership 50 miles from her home. When Stevens had her lawyer write a letter to the company, she was promptly fired. So now she's out of a job and out of a kidney. Now, of course, the woman that received the kidney, her husband says this is complete baloney. You need to hear both sides of the story. I really don't know what the other side of the story could be. I mean, the woman saved the other woman's life. Offering a kidney into the mix allowed her boss to be moved up on the transplant list to get the kidney. All right, so what do we take from this? I don't know. I think we are seeing some pretty evil people. You got this four-year-old killing his dad. You got this boss firing her worker for donating a kidney. You know, and also, guys, you know, I hear many of you say, I'll give him my right arm. I'll give him my right kidney. I'll give him my right testicle. You know, you may want to hold on to your organs just a little while longer until you really know the person you're giving it to. Now, even though, like I said, I am amazingly fond of, emotionally and passionately fond of people that donate organs, all right? God bless you guys. You're saving people's lives, and I think it's beautiful. And still, this woman's kidney did go to another person who is now alive, hopefully, because of her kidney. So she did help somebody. Yes, it would have been nice for her to get, you know, some sort of thank you and not mistreatment. And again, we haven't heard both sides of the story. But, it did go to help somebody. It's just don't donate an organ thinking it's going to give you some sort of relationship with that person or some sort of longevity in a company. People change. Now, here's the other thing. Okay, when you do get a kidney transplant, you're put on multiple medications, immunosuppressants, steroids. Now, many of you, you're already going, I have seen many patients go from sweet and loving to, what is it, Brazilda? What's that? One of the biggest witches ever. All right, steroids can really turn a person. Now, if we're talking a few days after the surgery, and the boss is yelling at her, although I really don't understand how the boss and she are up and around talking 3 days later. I don't get that. Something screwy with that part of the story. All right. You cannot have any long-lasting you can't have a conversation that has any merit or quality, shall I say, with a person who's on steroids and immunosuppressive drugs. You need to kind of take a step back and go, they're not themselves. Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to go crazy. I mean, I have women going through hormonal therapy, and I always tell the spouse and I tell the family, okay, give her a break. Okay, she may be snappy. She may get mad at things that you never thought of, okay, that you never thought she'd get mad at. Just don't divorce her. Don't move away. Don't abandon her because she may not be herself. Now, you don't want to embarrass these patients. You don't want to make them sound like they're, psychologically fragile, et cetera. But you need to just prepare people. She's not going to be herself. And when that happens, the family could better prepare. You know, when somebody snaps, because, you know, a lot of us, we're still sensitive. We act like we don't care when somebody snaps at us. Now, my husband, when he gets his bad days, he snaps at me. He does. You know, and then, of course, I say something under my breath, like, you know what word? It's a two-syllable word. Right, and I just kind of go about my day, you know, and then I'll, you know, check in on him and go, are you in a mood? Are you still at mm-mm? And he's like, what? Why would you think I'm up? I go, never mind, I'll come back in another couple hours, right? And then I'm like, all right, are you good? And he's like, yes, I'm good. You know, you can't take it personally, you know, because some people, they get into their day. I mean, me, I get very stressed sometimes, you know, if I have any issues with insurance companies or I don't know, anytime I see anything that has to do with Obamacare, I get all grumpy. My husband knows to just kind of stay away because she's going to snap. She's going to blame me for all the, healthcare problems and what Obama's doing. So, and yeah, one time in one of our fights I did, I don't know why, I don't know how, but I got to tell you, it was a very convincing testimony of how I thought it was my husband's fault for all of our world's problems. And his mother. I don't know how, but I mean, the logic was so good. The logic was there that even, you know, he's like, oh my gosh. I mean, it was that good. But again, you know, when you're mad and when I'm hormonal, just lay low. Okay. So, enough with that. Okay. We're coming back from break. Going to talk about some new, interesting medical news on aspirin, maybe coming back on lung cancer, shingles vaccine. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Boy, my mic needs some WD-40. Do you guys hear that every time I move my mic? Do you hear that? It sounds like an ill-lubricated or an improperly lubricated colonoscopy. I'm sorry about that, guys. Sometimes we don't need the extra sound effects. All right, I'll get some WD-40. All right, so very, very interesting. Looks like we have some historical news. I guess this is the first time since the Great Depression, they say, that more Mexicans leave the U.S. than enter. Now, I read a couple hours ago that we were at a standstill, that it was like at a zero, the numbers of leaving, coming in, etc. Well, now they're saying more Mexicans are leaving the United States than coming in. They say a four-decade tidal wave of Mexican immigration to the United States has receded, causing a historic shift in migration patterns as more Mexicans now leave the United States for Mexico than the other way around. Now, they said it is the first reversal in the trend since the Depression, and experts say that a declining Mexican birth rate and other factors may make it permanent. Now, I think it has to do with the recession. You know, if there's no jobs, there's not a lot of reason to, you know, I don't know how the Mexican economy is doing. I know they have major issues with the drug cartel and violence. I don't know if the Mexican housing market and their job market is any better. But, I mean, if there's jobs in Mexico as opposed to in America, yes, they will leave. All right. Douglas Massey, a professor of sociology and public affairs at Princeton University and co-director of the Mexican Migration Project, has been gathering data on the subject for 30 years and thinks that the massive boom in Mexican immigration is over and does not think it will ever return to the numbers we saw in the 1990s and 2000. They say nearly 1.4 million Mexicans moved from the U.S. to Mexico between 2005 and 2010, double the number who came a decade earlier. The number of Mexicans who moved to the United States during that period fell to less than half of the 3 million who came between 1995 and 2000. Now, of course, illegal immigration, huge this election, okay? Muy grande. Yeah, muy, muy grande. Y importante, sí. And, you know, both sides have been criticized either being too tight, not being tight enough. You know, it's interesting. From what I understand, I didn't think there was a reversal. I thought, you know, it was slowing down. So, I mean, is this true? Maybe the media just wants to make us think this is happening so they could say, oh, yay, Washington is handling our immigration problem. And, you know, someone's like, oh, wait a second, can we please look at the numbers? Or maybe they're telling us this, so we back off a little bit. So I don't know. All I do know is we still have a horrible, horrible rate of unemployment. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm seeing more and more people unemployed. Everybody says the recession's over. I'm not seeing it. You know, and maybe it's because we offer cash rates to our patients and you know, we have signs, so I'm seeing them come in. But, you know, we're just seeing more and more uninsured patients and more people that are unemployed than last year. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to help these other countries when we can't help ourselves. And as much as I love people of us to our southern border, me gusta los hispanicos muy, muy mucho, you know, we have a huge looming crisis with what's happening. I mean, they're even talking that about, you know, we could not only double dip, we're not out of the woods yet. We could actually go and sink into another depression if so many multiple factors don't go the way they should. And so, and again, I'm not an economist, so I'm not going to go into too much detail. But, you know, immigration is extremely important. And I get so mad when I hear people say, well, Mitt Romney needs to get the Latino vote. Obama needs to get the Latino vote, you know, by easing up on immigration. You know, if you really ask many Latinos, all right, they are just as interested in economy, national security, etc., and many American citizens of Hispanic heritage are not pro-illegal immigration. So, you know, they really have to watch the stereotypes. It's ridiculous. You know, many of the Puerto Ricans I know and the El Salvadorians and the Mexicans, etc., no, they're not for easing up on border restrictions. You know, they became citizens. They want everybody else to become citizens too. Now, Mitt Romney, very, very intelligently in one of the debates, said, look, we don't want to just kick them out. We want to allow them to go back in line, but they also aren't allowed to be in the front of the line. You can't come into, you know, this country illegally. Then, well, you're here illegally, so then we'll, you know, help you try to be a citizen while you're here legally. Why can't they go in the back of the line, whereas people who were in line trying to come to this country? You know, I mean, my father, he had to stay in line. He was literally in line. He was in line. All right? My grandparents were in a line at Ellis Island. You know, we stood in line, and they stood in line. I was just an egg. You know, maybe I was part of a sperm, but I think I was just an egg at the time. Yeah, I was probably part of a sperm. So maybe I was in line too, technically. I mean, if I'm sitting there in the testicle, you could say I'm in line too. But anyway, you know, we stood in line and we went through the process, right? And learned English, right? By the way. All right. Some of you may not think my English is the most perfect, but again, I come from a family where we spoke multiple languages. All right. Which is why I could pick up on a little bit here and there. So, in terms of this is, you know, great news, but no, that doesn't mean to not look at the border. Okay. I am sure that it's a much different picture on our border states. And it's kind of interesting because the Supreme Court is Wednesday going to be reviewing the controversial Arizona immigration law. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. All right. For those who joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Oh, and there goes my microphone. See, I knew I needed WD-40. Can you guys all hear me? Oh, my gosh. Things are just falling off. Man, that's what happens when you turn 40. Everything droops and everything falls. Okay, here we go. Aspirin tied to lower lung cancer risk in women. This is kind of interesting. Okay, we've been talking about aspirin with colon cancer and other types of cancer. This new study looked at 1,200 Asian women who took aspirin at least a couple of times a week and had a much lower risk of developing lung cancer, whether or not they smoked. Now, the link regularly taking aspirin to a risk reduction of 50% or more doesn't really prove that aspirin will, you know, prevent the lung cancer, but they found, coincidentally, aspirin takers had less cancer. They said among women who never smoked, the odds were 50% lower for aspirin users versus non-users, and among smokers, aspirin was tied to a 62% lower risk of lung cancer. That's pretty cool. That's very cool. Now, yeah, we did have a family member die of lung cancer who didn't smoke. That scares me. That really scares me. When you have somebody trying to lead a healthy life, going by the book, exercising, vegetables, keeping their weight down, still comes up with lung cancer. But we know there's a variety of different things that could cause the lung cancer. So anyway, we'll kind of keep an eye on this. Again, we still are going back and forth with recommending everybody take aspirin, because again, if you have risk of GI bleed, ulcerations, etc., you know, or even risk of hemorrhagic stroke, I mean, we really don't want you on a blood thinner. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of cool stuff with aspirin. Remember we were talking about that super aspirin? Remember they came up with the super aspirin that fights cancer? Really cool stuff. Super aspirin. I know, I'm getting excited for the Avenger movie coming out. You guys heard that Avenger movie coming out where they have like Thor and Iron Man? You know, all like the super Black Widow. I don't know who that one is, but I just really love the whole Marvel comic book stories, etc. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, we're coming up on the end. A study today came out saying the shingles vaccine, not enough people are getting the shingles vaccine. It's being underutilized. Looks like one of the companies isn't making money. I think one of the companies is Merck. I guess, you know, shingles is important. You know, we want you to not get shingles. And I got to admit, this vaccine, and I'm sorry, okay, we have a visitor in the studio. I'm on air. Yeah, I'm on air. Thank you. Keep it down. Boy. Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm on air. Now, the shingles vaccine, very safe. Underutilized, but it's safe. And, you know, many people can get it younger than 60. I think they're lowering the age group to 50. So, you know, really look into it. Talk to your doctor about that. But we'll spend a little bit more time in the next hour. All right, guys, we are going on break. Coming back for another hour. If you could join us, please do. If not, visit my website, sign into the guest book so I know where you're listening from, and follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You all be safe.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.